Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Indian Armed Forces thwart drone infiltration attempts by Pakistan. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan assures sufficient food reserves in country. Government ramps up efforts to ensure robust functioning of essential systems and services. And Naglan Education Project, the Lighthouse, receives CIPS Innovation Award 2024. Now, the news in detail. Pakistan had attempted infiltration at 36 locations from Leh to Sir Creek last night by using around 400 drones. Indian armed forces shot down many of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. In a special briefing in New Delhi, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh said that Pakistani army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. She said, not only this, they also fired heavy caliber weapons along the line of control.
The possible purpose of these large-scale aerial intrusions were to test the AD systems and gather intelligence. Forensic examination of the drone debris is being undertaken. Preliminary reports suggest them to be of ASIS Guard Songa drone of Turkey.
She informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, Indian armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan.
Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using heavy caliber artillery guns and armed drones at Tandhar, Uri, Poonch, Mender, Rajouri, Akhnoor and Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir area, which resulted in some losses and injuries to Indian Army personnel. Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire.
Meanwhile, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri affirmed that the response of Indian armed forces was proportionate and responsible.
And escalatory actions that were taken by Pakistan last night were targeted at Indian cities and civilian infrastructure in addition to some military targets. The Indian armed forces responded proportionately, adequately and responsibly.
The central government has empowered Chief of the Army Staff to call out every officer and personnel of the Territorial Army to provide for essential guard or for supporting and supplementing the regular army. The powers were given to Army Chief under Territorial Army Rule of 1948. In a Gazette notification, the Defence Ministry embodied 14 infantry battalions out of the existing 32 infantry battalions of Territorial Army in the areas of Southern Command, Eastern Command, Western Command, Central Command, Northern Command, Southwestern Command, Andaman and Nicobar Command, and Army Training Command. This order will remain in force for 3 years till the 9th of February 2028. The government has asked all media channels, digital platforms and individuals to refrain from live coverage or real-time reporting of defense operations and movement of security forces. In a social media post, the Defense Ministry, while citing Information and Broadcasting Ministry's earlier circular, said that disclosure of such sensitive and source-based information may jeopardize operational effectiveness and endanger lives. The ministry cited some past incidents, including Kargil War, 2611 attacks, and the Kandahar hijacking, underscoring the risks of premature reporting. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the food reserves in the country are sufficient. Mr. Chauhan urged the citizens to remain calm at the time of any emergency. He added that there has been a bumper production and the conditions are also favorable for the upcoming crops.
किसी को चिंता करने की जरूरत नहीं है भरपूर भंडार है हमारे पास हम जम्मू कश्मीर और पंजाब जैसे राज्यों से हमारे अधिकारी बात करेंगे मुख्यमंत्रियों से भी चर्चा करके उनको कैसे अधिकारी बात करेंगे मुख्यमंत्रियों से भी चर्चा करके उनको कैसे बीजों की इन परिस्थिति में जरूरत है उसका भी इंतजाम करके रखेंगे ग्रामीण विकास विभाग ने भी तय किया है कि ऐसी परिस्थितियों में अगर कहीं से हमारे भाई बहन आते हैं तो उनको तत्काल रोजगार की व्यवस्था कर दी जाए
Meanwhile, Consumer Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi said that traders, wholesalers, retailers or business entities engaging in trading of essential commodities are directed to cooperate with law enforcement agencies. He added that any person indulging in hoarding or stockpiling shall be prosecuted under relevant sections of the Essential Commodities Act. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The government is leaving no stone unturned to ensure foolproof functioning of essential systems and services in the country. Steps are being taken by various ministry and departments for national preparedness and inter-ministerial coordination in the light of recent developments concerning national security. More from our correspondent.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today held a review meeting with senior officers of his ministry on health infrastructure and preparedness. A similar kind of meeting is going to be chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to review the cyber security preparedness of banks and financial institutions this evening. Public sector banks have informed that ATM cash deposit machines and withdrawal machines and all digital services are fully operational and are available for public use. The banks have asked customers not to rely on unverified information. On the other hand, Indian Oil Corporation has assured that there are ample fuel stock across the country and its supply lines are operating smoothly. It has also urged people to avoid panic buying and unnecessary rush to ensure uninterrupted fuel access for all. With Anand Kumar, Divakar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended wishes to Pope Leo XIV from the people of India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi noted that Pope Leo XIV's leadership of the Catholic Church comes at a time of great significance in promoting the ideals of peace, harmony, solidarity, and service. The Prime Minister said that India remains committed to continued dialogue and engagement with the Holy See to further the shared values. Meanwhile, Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio has also congratulated Pope Leo XIV on election as the head of the Catholic Church. Dr. Rio hoped that his papacy will be guided by wisdom, strength and compassion as he leads the Church and works to advance peace, dialogue and unity among all nations and faith. The Performance Incentive Grants PIG initiative of the Nagaland Education Project, the Lighthouse Nectar, has received the CIPS Innovation Award 2024 in the education sector. The award was conferred by the Center for Innovations in Public Systems, CIPS Hyderabad, an autonomous center under the Administrative Staff College of India, established by the Indian government to promote innovation in public systems. Through the PIG initiative, Nectar has supported 1,914 school management committees, SMCs, and school management and development committees, SMDCs, across Nagaland to improve learning environments in government schools and enhance the sense of ownership and responsibility among the community. Nectar acknowledged the community's cooperation and expressed gratitude to the SMCs and SMDCs for their dedication. A new health program, Access to Care Nagaland, a wellness initiative, has been launched to enhance early detection and prevention of non-communicable diseases such as cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases and stroke. Speaking at the launch event in Kohima yesterday, Commissioner and Secretary of Health and Family Welfare, Anoop Kinchi, called the initiative a timely step in combating rising lifestyle-related diseases and underscored the importance of early detection.
Earlier detection will, you know, save so many money also. You know, these diseases, NCDs, the lifestyle, the worst part is that it becomes a lifelong disease. You have to spend through all your life. You earn and you spend. It makes your productive years, you know, wasteful.
The initiative is a joint effort by Doctors for You, Siemens Healthineers and the state NPNCD cell with support from the Health and Family Welfare Department. To end the news, the headlines again. Indian Armed Forces thwart drone infiltration attempts by Pakistan. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan assures sufficient food reserves in country. Government ramps up efforts to ensure robust functioning of essential systems and services. And Nagaland Education Project, the Lighthouse received CIPS Innovation Award 2024. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.